News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. Last week, the State Department of Corrections reported an inmate at the St. Joseph Prison in Northwest Missouri tested positive for COVID-19. During an interview with Governor Parson, he says Missouri's prison system has a vulnerable population, and he expects more cases of the coronavirus to surface behind prison walls.
This is a virus, so we know no matter where you're at, people are going to get the virus. No matter whether you live in rural Missouri, urban Missouri, whether you're in prison, whether you're in a normal daily life environment.
The department says medical and custody staff followed all safety protocols to minimize exposure. The state is working to figure out how the prisoner got the virus. Department of Mental Health Director Mark Stringer says the Federal Disaster Distress Helpline was created for times like the current coronavirus outbreak. During a Capitol press conference, Stringer encouraged citizens struggling to cope with the health crisis to contact the 24/7 helpline.
It is staffed with mental health professionals who can talk with you. And if you need more help than they can provide, they can connect you with services here in Missouri. Specifically, they can connect you with our Access Crisis Intervention System, or ACI.
Stringer says the ACI, which is free and confidential, is staffed with professionals linked to state-certified mental health and substance misuse services. The Missouri Grocers Association is partnering with Attorney General Eric Schmidt to combat potential price gouging at grocery stores. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Grocers President Dan Shaw, who is a state representative, says the aim is to provide you with food at a reasonable price and to protect retailers from bad actors.
Anytime you have a crisis like this, the majority of the grocery industry in Missouri is acting properly and doing what they can to meet the needs of the citizens of Missouri.
Shaw says Missouri's grocery workers and retailers have answered the call from Missourians for food. He also agrees with Schmidt's position that there are a few bad actors that may cast Missouri's hardworking grocers in a bad light. Clay County Representative Wes Rogers has been trying to apply for an SBA disaster loan since Tuesday. The Small Business Administration now offers disaster loans to Missouri businesses, but many are struggling with the web portal to submit, including Rogers, who's been directly affected. He says he, quote, is appalled at what he calls a lack of planning to help businesses that are being shut down.
The website is timing out because the government wasn't prepared for a mass rush on loans like this, and I have no sympathy or understanding for how the government would plan without expecting high volumes on the website. I'm doing what I can to help people while at the same time being, I mean, frankly, pretty critical of the government's response to this.
You find more information on that at MissouriNet.com. And the National Weather Service says large hail cut a swath across the midsection of Missouri, waking up residents overnight. Quarter-inch hail reported in parts of western Missouri, also Montgomery, Warren, St. Charles, and St. Louis County overnight. More storms are expected tonight. This is news on MissouriNet.